This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It is a common literary trope that there are only seven stories in the universe, that every story you ever hear is a variation of those seven. Well, I think we have an eighth story these days, and it's pretty much anything to do with Facebook. No, we can't seem to look away. Oh, dear. Well, so this week we learned that Facebook's share flop affected a bunch of other companies hoping to sell shares to the public. And you may remember the recent news that some people had inside information prior to the IPO that average investors did not. And apparently, that's legal. There have to be some lessons from all this Wall Street skullduggery, so we asked our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, to come in and talk with us about them. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Tess.
So, this game is rigged, right?
Well, at least the IPO process appears to be, yeah. And here's how critics of the Facebook IPO say the fix was actually built in with a loophole. It's the general rule that if you tell one investor, you tell all investors.
Right. So everybody knows. Equal playing field.
Right. Well, this is known as Regulation FD, and it seems it has an exemption that a lot of investors didn't know about, an exception that allows companies to selectively disclose information during the time that they're pitching their stock offering to investors. So the big guys knew about it, apparently. The small guy didn't, that Facebook's earnings were considerably lower than initially pitched.
Well, okay, so doesn't this just confirm what we say all the time on this program, which is that you shouldn't be investing in individual stocks anyway?
Absolutely. Stock picking is a high-risk endeavor, and investing in stocks at the IPO stage just really ratchets up that risk.
Right.
This business with Facebook just proves that the IPO process is really a big boy's game here. The good old boys are able to negotiate all sorts of special deals, and the small investor, if he or she even gets a look, will get the short end of the stick. So the advice, and it's not just from me, is very simple. Don't try to play that game. As an individual, you're just not going to be able to win.
And just remember, it is a game. This is a casino
floor,
people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've been hearing ever since the financial crisis and Bernie Madoff and everything that's followed since then that the average individual investor has basically said, you know what, Wall Street, I'm going to kind of stay away for a while. And I'm guessing that stuff like this is not going to bring anybody back.
Yeah, well, we had that steady drumbeat for a long time about Wall Street needs to rebuild investor confidence.
Right.
And this was really supposed to be a big step toward that, to rekindle the interest that small investors would have
rekindle
in the stock
the
market.
Love.
That's right. Well, it's raised new questions instead. Just listen to the words of Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's a big investor, a very prominent investor. So you'd think that he would be on the insider's side of things. Well, he's among those raising concerns about Wall Street's image. He blogged about it in the aftermath of Facebook's debut, and he declared that the investing public has had any positive impressions torched to the ground with this. And we're already seeing a number of Silicon Valley startups pull back their big plans for their own IPOs. Just last week, a company called Corsair Components, which makes PC and gaming hardware, well, they tabled their IPO at the last minute, and the blame went to market conditions.
All right. So what does this mean? Do we need more regulation? Do we need something that's going to re-level this playing ground?
Let me answer that with two words. Fat chance.
Yeah.
At least that's according to Eliot Spitzer. You'll remember that he led the charge a decade ago when he was New York's attorney general, going after widespread manipulation of reports from Wall Street analysts. There was complaining then that they were basically salespeople for these stocks. Well, Spitzer isn't hopeful at all that things are going to change.
I have believed so often that we were at that point only to see nothing happen that I'm no longer sure. I mean, I thought after the cataclysm of 08 we would get genuine reform, and yet here we are with, again, institutions that are too big to fail, backstopped by a federal guarantee with the same incentive to play with other people's money, and they keep the upside and we get the downside. So we didn't get the reform we needed then, and I'm no longer persuaded that it's possible with this Congress. Watching Wall Street is deja vu all over again, day after day.
Doesn't sound very encouraging.
Very uplifting. Yes.
And I'll leave you with that.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Tess.